up-to-date sounds and music coming your way from our Hollywood studios, as we also look ahead to forthcoming trends in music. And along these same lines, the habit of looking ahead, of anticipation, contributes so much to the smooth and safe operation of your car. The National Safety Council advises you not to concentrate your attention entirely on the area immediately ahead of your car. Keep your eyes on the whole line, on what's going on far up ahead. And in this way, you'll anticipate what's going to happen in the flow of traffic. Try this habit of anticipation, of looking ahead. It'll help to keep you safe.
It'll help to keep you safe. It'll help to keep you safe. It'll help to keep you safe.
We'll be right back. shell of the man I once was. You could put me to your ear and actually hear yesteryear's ocean. I was in shape then. A much better built body of water with infinite waves and fathomless depths where you could have gone deep sea fishing for compliments and caught plentiful schools of reassuring comments, yet now all you get is the boot. You fell for the bait, got hooked on what you thought I was. Now we're both struggling to win this tug of war of the worlds where we breathe the same air, it's just done differently. And I'm trying to figure out ways to have you comfortably survive outside your element. Compromising intelligence, I dabbled in watered down thoughts that filtered in from the mainstream. I'm offering mind altering ideas that make the most quiet natured brain scream from exposure to the types of things that won't necessarily make you happier, nah. Just give you a greater range of emotions. And I could feel myself getting lured into deeper oceans of fantasy land, where people think they're as safe as cartoons simply because they speak in bubbles. A sanitized safe haven where you could face Satan and have his faith straightened. His new goal would be to dethrone Poseidon and have Neptune's place taken. They'd swashbuckle with their pitchforks while Lucifer shit talks and rips forts of coral reef for relief. He'd be like, bitch, what? From this oversized aquarium, at daddy kept cleanly to unhealthy degrees, writing suicide notes with invisible ink on transparencies and posting them to the glass boundaries that surround the seas of change. Strangely enough, while bringing back the real, I could sense intense resistance, so I had no other choice but to cut the line. I'm not saying you're overly naive, I just think you should get into the habit of checking to see when strings are attached. Fortunate for you, I'm compassionate enough to throw back what I catch if it's underdeveloped and needs time to grow. But I'm remorseful of the pain I've caused you, and I want to kiss your lips better. I sympathize with your sorrow by stroking the scar of my own traumatic experience with my excommunicated tongue. See, I know exactly what you mean when you say it hurts too much to talk. I've fucking been there. I don't plan on returning, because no matter how much of a distance I kept, or how long I waited for those wounds to heal, they'd reopen with the slightest flashback. So I sued time for malpractice, that bastard's a hack with a rusty scalpel and barbed wire stitch thread. Instead of seeing things clearly, there's pitch red, and it's like glitches in my head. Got me thinking contradictions. It said, there are more fish in the sea. Whether you hear me not or you listen to me, whether you listen to me or hear me not, there are more microorganisms in my teardrop. But fear not, I'd never sink as low as to make my ears pop.
If it wasn't for a mic check, I wouldn't have a check at all. A 1-2, a check, a 1-2. If it wasn't for a mic check, you wouldn't have a check at all. A check 2, a mic, a check 2. If it wasn't for a mic check, I wouldn't have a check at all. A 1-2, a check, a 1-2. If it wasn't for a mic check, you wouldn't have a check at all. A 1-2, and I'ma check you. I start most of my raps off kinda slow, just so you can see exactly where we're gonna go. I make sure your body's strapped in, cause I'm a tailspin and you're liable to get thrown. The Bible is the microphone, I read from the scripture, I leave it up to you to see the pictures. I hover above MCs like a flying saucer, with the sorcery to alter the future. Present in the past, don't be hesitant to ask me to be the man, I'll be the last. I'll be moving fast on that ass, I stipulate your fate, I take a grip, I take a shot, I break your plates. Now can you take the way that you have to make it lighter, tighter than you could imagine that I had a been when I recite a rhyme? I might as well be inside of your mind. I know you thinking, damn, how does he, but was he a man or a machine with computerized diagrams? I tell him, nope, I am of the flesh, fresh, dope. I'm set apart, you're just a shot in the dark, and the darkness casts no shaft, and I'll be victorious no matter who I battle. So every rapper in the house, shut the fuck up. Cause if it wasn't for a mic check, you wouldn't have a check at all.
Check one, check two.
If it wasn't for a mic check, I wouldn't have a check at all.
I check a 1-2, check a 1-2.
If it wasn't for a mic check, you wouldn't have a check at all.
I check one, check two, now I check
the mighty microphone, the graphical, gets grammatical, grotesque, mechanical, don't test an animal, phonetic, fanatic, playing kinetic, master. Etiquette has to pass through the predicate master, capacitate intelligence to maximize action, dialogue deaf enough to come closed caption, medic on the mic, let one verse elapse in the vein of the brain of a young Percy Chapman, excelling automatically, you just can't fess, for the simple fact that I pay my respect to ancestors, a rap ideology, an overall sound, snatch the apparatus like a swift rebound in a battle with true talk takes the trophy. The tongue plays a metal blade to penetrate slowly. The laser light lash out, the mouth is muscular. Retarded vernacular bust your cardiovascular. Rapping the E-skills keep my stature elite. Lows and highs flow as I coincide with the streets. I go inside of a beat and come back with 10 principles. The advanced intangible is invincible. I bend mandibles, invade when invisible. My voice is visceral, eliminating inadmissibles. I say the shit to make it stop when you hear it. I got the true spirit to yeah.
I never fall behind, I'm never rushed ahead. Got the metronome click inside my head. The metronome click, 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 click. I never fall behind, I'm never rushed ahead. Got the metronome click inside my head. Click, 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 click.
Definitely this is the wrong place to be. There's blood on the futon. There's a kid drinking fire going down to the sea. They got people to meet, shaking hands with themselves, looking out for themselves.
It's one that turns to shame.
When they ask you for credit, give them a branch. When they want you to get it, chew on the grass. I know, cause they told me to tell you. There's nothing to tell you, there's nothing to sell you. In the afternoon, riding the scapegoat, burning equipment, decomposing, cool off your jets, take off your sweats. I got a funny feeling they got plastic in the afterlife. When they want you to cry, leap into the sky. When they suck your mind like a pigeon you fly. I know it's the positive people running from their time. Some feeling.
We've had a lovely weekend. We really have. The lights gone off. That's probably We've had a lovely weekend. We've been to fair. We've been to the Felix show. We've been to Jody.
When stripped of any argument, rhetoric, debate, or bargain, native naked prayer is likest to those incessant ultra-keen, almost inaudible notes that the blind bat swooping through the night sends out interminably. This, we now know, is its radar, its echo sound, emitting these needle-sharp noises. Listening intensely, incessantly, it can hear the reply, the echo of its cry, given off by the invisible world around it. So it flies, swiftly, surely, directly, where otherwise it would dash itself to death. Prayer, then, is not asking for things, not even the best things. It's going where they are. This great cry of the migrant soul, a purblind, leather-winged creature, beating its way instinctively towards the desired unknown, is heard again. O God, if I seek for thee because I fear hell, give me the hell I fear. If I seek thee for thy paradise, give paradise to those who so love thee. But if through thy mercy I may seek thee for thyself, deny me not that I be self-consumed with devotion for thee as thou art. Thou hast created us for thyself, and therefore our hearts can have no rest until they rest in thee. Ah, but some may say, what is all this but the bat's cry referred to earlier as a natural cause? And frankly, isn't this not prayer, but the question, the echo sound, whereby natural science has made all its progress. From the rock-hard facts of our dead soil, we estimate what we are against. No, the second movement of prayer is one of silence. It is said of some of Beethoven's last works that there is more music in the silence between the notes than in the actual notes of lesser masters. So in the great symphony of prayer, the first movement is in two divisions. The cry for help, and the cry to find my way and get my way. The second movement is quite silent. Further, when a radical change, a profound enlargement of apprehension is to take place, the old assurances must be abandoned, and ignorance must be confessed. Profound growth that will lead to completely new vision, to a second birth of being, always takes place in the dark. Between each great phase of life, before each metamorphosis, all creatures that so emerge into a higher life turn inward, cast their old gear. Yes, many dissolve their old body, so as to emerge renewed for a larger, other stage.